repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. All right, and welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM. And yes, we are streaming live everywhere and everywhere over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. My name is Aaron, and I'm here for you on this very wet day. Yeah, I've got to shed the Converse Chuck Taylors and maybe start lacing up the 14-hole Dr. Martens to walk out in those puddles. But yeah, I'm here, and it's a good day to be inside and a good day to be listening to the radio wherever you are, online or, you name it. And got a very special show today, showcasing a compilation which is in its 30th anniversary. Yes, 30 years ago, the month of October 1982, we were given an awesome compilation called Not So Quiet on the Western Front, and it was put out by Maximum Rock and Roll, which was a radio show at the time which had been going about 5 years, and they later put out a magazine in 1982, and the first ever magazine came with this double LP compilation. And this compilation had 47 bands from Northern California and Nevada, and 1982, I guess, kind of ending the original phase of punk rock, which morphed into hardcore punk, as you can hear on this compilation. And at the time, the Maximum Rock and Roll staff consisted of Jello Biafra, Tim Yohannan, Ruth Schwartz, Jeff Bale, and Ray Farrell. And a few years later, they put out a compilation called Welcome to 1984, which we're going to get to in a bit, but we're going to get into hearing some tracks off this fine compilation. Some of these bands went on to put out a lot of other stuff, namely like MDC and 7 Seconds, and there was a few other full-length records. But a lot of bands had exclusive tracks to this record that were very good, so I'm imagining they had demos and stuff like that. But yeah, let's get into this album. And as I said, 1982, well, people were saying punk was dead, but as the back of the record said, if punk is dead, what the hell is this? And this one came out originally on Alternative Tentacles Records. Got reissued on compact disc, courtesy of Sonic Reducer, and they reissued the vinyl as well. So, let's get into it. One of the finest compilations ever in the world of punk and hardcore. 47 tracks of awesome bands, and we're going to get into it right now. This is Intensified Chaos. Here we go.
Hey, Tim, hey, where's your good friend Wahoo Biafra? He must be out there hiding out there on Walnut Creek. Yeah, when they know what the competition's really like, they hide like little mice into their holes, don't they?
Thank you. now. I heard a little bit of applause. No applause. Save it for some band who needs it. Save it for some band who's wondering whether or not people like them. Because we know we present the quality music, and we don't give a shit. Who the fuck likes it? Doesn't like it? It's just that all of you people are going to hear the music that I deem necessary for the next... Oh, however long I fucking feel like it.
Yeah. Kids, this is Malcolm from Christ on Parade. You are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia.
Oh. All right, and you're listening to a special edition of Generation Annihilation, showcasing Maxim Rock and Roll compilation, Not So Quiet on the Western Front, which came out in 1982, Maxim Rock and Roll magazine, out of the Bay Area, Berkeley, California, which is still going strong today. And we started things off with Intensified Chaos with their track Intensified Chaos, and followed with Naked Lady Wrestlers with Dan with the Mellow Hair. Both those acts I haven't heard anything from other than those two awesome songs on the comp. And then we heard from Mad, Mutual Assured Destruction, with a track called Holocaust. And that band became a band called Blast, who were really good. And Mad also had a demo that never saw the light of day on vinyl, but some very raging hardcore punk from Mad, M-A-D. And we follow with Killjoy, Rich Plastic People. Never heard anything more by that band. One thing I will say about them, the first band I ever played with live, which was only 2 years ago, did a cover of that in their in the set. Rich Plastic People from Killjoy. And then we follow with Fang, Fun with Acid. And Fang, who put out a few records as well afterwards. And yeah, they put out three albums. And then their singer, Sammy Town, was involved in some foul play, and he ended up in jail. And yeah, a lot of drugs involved with the band Fang. I'm told there was a bit of drugs involved with the next band we're going to play to, Bad Posture. And this band was kind of obscure, but they had a 12-inch out, and a record label called Grand Theft Audio released all their stuff on CD. And I was fortunate to do a cover of this song in a band I played in as well. And this is an incredible song. This song just rages. I mean, this will wake you up. It'll be a nice addition to your morning coffee. Bad Posture with a track called Goddamn Motherfucker, Son of a Bitch. Here we go.
One more time. Goddamn motherfucker, son of a bitch. 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 I can't move, I can't twitch. Goddamn motherfucker, son of a bitch. I can't move, I can't twitch. Got 38 point at my head. Why's it the one saving death? Got 38 point at my head. Why's it the one saving death? Goddamn motherfucker, son of a bitch. 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 I can't move, I can't twitch. Goddamn motherfucker, son of a bitch. I can't move, I can't twitch. Got 38 point at my head. Why did the guy want to save me dead? Got 38 point at my head. Why did the guy want to save me dead? Goddamn motherfucker, son of a bitch. Goddamn motherfucker, son of a bitch.
Lord, has the ammunition. Praise the Lord, has the ammunition. God is on our side. Praise the Lord, has the ammunition. Praise the Lord, has the ammunition. of cities do we want to live in? How do we want our cities to be? Cannot be divorced from the question of what kind of people we want to be.
Join me, your host, Andrew Longhurst, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. for The City, an hour dedicated to critical discussions of urban issues. Live on CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca. For more info, visit thecityfm.org.
About bikes. Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
There'll be no back shutters. So then I learned to give in without giving up.
Hello, hi everybody in the world. This is David Dichter of Millions of Dead Cops, and you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada. And I just want to say no war, no KKK, no fascist USA.
All right, and a bunch more tracks going back to the 1982 compilation, Not So Quiet on the Western Front, originally came out on Alternative Tentacles Records, although you can find the vinyl and CD reissue, which came out in the early 2000s, on Sonic Reducer Records, and we're going to hear another compilation, which came out a few years later. Okay, 1982, 1983, rolled around to 1984, and the Orwellian future was becoming more present, although the world hadn't ended like some conspiracy theorists might have thought. And Maximum Rock and Roll, who by this time had their own record label, the fanzine, the magazine was going strong, and it had spread all around to, which originally started in the Bay Area, had spread around to the world, spreading the word of punk and hardcore. So to go with 1984, Maximum Rock and Roll decided they would put out a compilation of all great international punk and hardcore bands. There's one American band on here, but yeah, there's bands from Finland, Brazil, Denmark, Germany, France, the UK, Spain, Norway, Finland, Italy, Sweden, Australia, Holland, Japan, Yugoslavia. There's one Canadian band from Victoria, Red Tide, on here. There's a band from Belgium. Yeah, it's a great compilation. And this compilation, unlike the Not So Quiet on Western Front compilation, which was two records, this was just one record, but it was a really good record. 23 bands and 17 countries. Welcome to 1984.
Today, the young man, bloody devil.
Regulations from Umeå. Du lyssnar på Generation Annihilation. Och det är på radiokanalen CITR 109.9 FM. On din radiobåg FM.
All right. And the show is Generation Annihilation, and we just heard five tracks from the compilation going back to 1984. Welcome to 1984. Started off with a classic track from the Crucifix out of Lansing, Michigan, Annual Report. And then we followed another classic, Raw Power, another act still going today, Fuck Authority from the Welcome to 1984 compilation. Raw Power from Italy, and they played here in 85, 86. And we followed the Bristles from Sweden with a track called Don't Give Up. And then we heard from Depression, and Depression were from out of Australia. We were tracking What a Strange World. And like I said at the start of the set, that there's only one band featured from the States. Well, I was wrong. There's actually two bands on this compilation from the States. The Crucifix from Michigan, and this band here that we're going to hear from Texas, called NOTA. This is an awesome track. It's called Propaganda Control. Here we go.
We'll be right back. Charlie Harper from the UK subs over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
All right, and support independent magazines like Maximum Rock and Roll Magazine, who have put out some fine compilations throughout the years. And, yeah, they've never made a profit, Maximum Rock and Roll. They've always put their money where their mouths are, and they've never made money off their magazine. And, in fact, they actually have mailed money out to other independent fanzines in the past. Not sure what a regular occurrence it was, but I know in the late 80s, a guy that was putting out a magazine called Endless Struggle just got some cash in the mail for Maximum Rock and Roll's profit. Whatever profit they made, they gave out to independent fanzines that year. And they also released this compilation we're going to hear. Not as high-revered as the past couple of compilations we heard, Welcome to 1984 and Not So Quiet on the Western Front. But this was still a great compilation, which was a dedication to independent fanzines and independent bands that were in abundance in the late 80s. And even though this compilation isn't as high regarded, there's still some great bands on there, some bands that went to be pretty big and still have kind of a legacy to them, such as Jawbox and Cringer and Screeching Weasel. Nausea are in this comp too. It's a great compilation, and like I said, it came out in 1989. There's never been a reissue of this, but it's too bad because this is a really good compilation. Very underrated, like this one band we're going to hear who are on it. This is one of the most underrated bands of all time. They're great, and they're called The Detonators. Here we go.
This is The Detonators with Denied Without Dolby SR.
You work, they earn, they push, you burn, you reach, they turn, they teach, but you never learn.
Deny, deny. hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive, and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
This is Lenny of Mass Grave. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Rust.
And we are winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR, and we heard six tracks from the They Don't Get Paid, They Don't Get Laid, But Boy Do They Work Hard compilation going back to 1989 on Maximum Rock and Roll Records, and like the Not So Quiet on their Western Front compilation, this came with a fanzine, a booklet, and the booklet contained information about all the bands and some columns and a write-up on write-ups on all the different fanzines that were on the compilation here. Yeah, like I said, 1989 Maximum Rock and Roll Records, and we started things off with the Detonators, originally hailed from California. They had relocated to Eugene, Oregon for their second record, and here they still were there after their third record and this track called Denied. And we followed with Christ on a Crutch from Seattle, Washington, Nation of Sheep. And yeah, I got to see them. They put out a couple full-length releases that were really good. And then we heard from Nausea out in New York City with a track called Clutches. And shortly after this, they released their full-length LP, Extinction. And yeah, very high-regarded record in the crust punk world. And we followed with a band that are very high-regarded in the pop-punk world, Screeching Weasel from Chicago, Illinois, with a track called This Bud's For Me. And we followed with Cringer, an act from the Bay Area, heard a track called Pay to Play, featuring late Lance Hawn. He passed away a few years back. And we ended the set off with Bazooka Joe, from the same comp, of course, with a track called Phoenix. And it's about 1 o'clock. I'm told there will be no power cord today. There will be CITR Sports. I'm not sure when that... I think that occurs at 1:30, so that might give me some time to play some more stuff put out by Maximum Rock and Roll in the compilations department. In the late 80s, they also put out a double 7-inch called Turn It Around, and in the early 90s, they put out a couple double 7-inch releases, split 7-inch releases, one release per band. They did the Insaints and the Diesel Queens, and they did another one, the Buttafucos, and I can't remember the other band. But yeah, back in 2005, not too long ago, or 2006, 6 years ago, hard to believe, they put out another international compilation showcasing a lot of the acts that were predominance, or some of the acts that were going at the time. The compilation was called Public Safety, and we're going to hear some stuff out of that. And yeah, a few bands from the States, band from Toronto, Career Suicide, and there's a band from Denmark, band from Finland, band from Sweden, band from Japan. Yeah, there are a lot of USA bands on this, but yeah, this one came out in the 2006, like I said, Public Safety. So we're going to hear some tracks off that, and this is the Formaldehyde Junkies with a track called Religious Monster. Here we go.
Don't you From Inepsi, you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
This is Brian with Hellshock, and you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Party on, Vancouver.
Terry from Vegas Faye. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Is that good?
That's right, you're listening to the extended edition of Generation Annihilation. We're about 15 minutes over time. And, yeah, we heard 8 tracks in that last set from the Public Safety compilation. Full-length album came out on Maximum Rock and Roll Records, another cool booklet accompanied it. And it also came out on CD as well. And we started things off with the Formaldehyde Junkies out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, Religious Monster. Frampted from Japan followed with a track called Nuclear Power Genocide. And we followed with a band from the Bay Area called Strung Up. They're doing a track called Clones. And then Spain's Disease gave us Cotton Fields. And out of Denmark, we hear from No Hope from the Kids with a track called Treblinka. Followed with Sweden's Regulations, great act, put out a few full-length records. They put out 3 full-length records, a couple few awesome singles. They made it to Vancouver a few times. Not sure what they're doing now, but they're an awesome band. Kind of started playing faster stuff, and then their later stuff was more stripped-down LA punk-type style, but they were great. We had a track called Stop. And we followed with Toronto's Career Suicide with a track called Do Some Harm. And Direct Control followed from the same compilation, and we heard the eponymous track from that compilation, Public Safety. So there you go, and yeah, this compilation was kind of cool because it came out in 2006, and I'm not sure if this was just pure coincidence, but about the time there was a movie that came out called American Hardcore, a documentary on the American hardcore scene from about, I guess, 80 to 86, and the sentiment in that film and their statement was, wow, hardcore died in 1986. Well, this compilation, Public Safety, is a true testament that a hardcore didn't die in 86, and 20 years later, in the year 2006, it was well and thriving all across the globe. So there you go. Don't believe what you read. Don't believe what you hear, and always, and don't believe what a stupid movie tells you. That's all from the Public Safety compilation. So yeah, like I said, we're into the extended edition of Generation Annihilation. And, we got CITR Sports coming up soon. Generation Annihilation can be tuned in, or our podcasts can be downloaded, www.generationannihilation.com, playlists and stuff. They're on the CITR site later on, and you can like us on Facebook. But before we go, we're going to get into one more compilation. This one came out last year on Maximum Rock and Roll Records. It was a very short run. wasn't allowed a lot. There wasn't very many copies available. It wasn't available on CD. I think there was a repress of it, but this was a dedication to bands in the San Francisco and Bay Area at the during the present time. And yeah, it pays homage to a lot of the clubs, present and past as well, and record stores and all that stuff. The name of this compilation is called Noise Ordinance. And, yeah, 23 bands from the San Francisco Bay Area. So, we're going to hear NN doing Anarchista. We're going to hear Fix My Head doing Quit Life, Rolita Rusa, Reynera, and then Year One doing Colony Collapse Disorder. And we might get into some Suicide Bomb and Ace Phallix after that as well. And, yeah, maybe we might even get to a few more things. Just view it all on the CITR or on the Generation Annihilation website, www.generationannihilation.com. And, yeah, enjoy what you're going to hear from the Noise Ordinance compilation. And long live Maximum Rock and Roll Radio Show, magazine, and sometimes record label. Here we go. Yeah.
We'll be damned.
Sometimes I make myself sick.
Hey there, little guy. I know your mother, so it's okay. Come on, get in my car. Come on, right now.
Torture, ignorant, the border, like chaos, take over.
A dash of poison and his cup should really fuck your brother up. My infamous and terrible crushing to keep all life. A simple swipe with a sword or a knife, or with an arrow from behind in a fight. To count the ways is a wasted deed, but they're just to do the deed. To kill the king, to kill the king, to kill the king, to kill the king.
Everybody, this is Joey Shedd from DOA. You know why you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM? That's right. That's right.
Oh,